Please take your seats. Audience, please take your seats. Representative Williams, please take your seat. Representative Gibbons, please take your seat. Okay, call the meeting back to order. This time we'll take up House Bill 165 by Representative Gonzalez, Professional Sports Franchise Facilities. Representative Gonzalez, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, the bill would allow Miami-Dade County Commission the ability to place on the ballot a referendum for the voters to approve a one-penny bed tax on the mainland only, and also a $3 million tax rebate at the state level. That's the bill.
Okay. Representative Gonzalez having presented the bill. Members, questions of Representative Gonzalez on Bill 165. Okay, seeing no questions, let's go ahead and the amendments that we have present on the bill. Representative Rashine, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. And I had some reservations over the bill regarding there being no guarantee to the taxpayers. And my amendment.
Okay. Hang on, let's do this. I'm making sure I understand protocol on this. Actually, there's a substitute amendment by Representative Trujillo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to withdraw that amendment.
Okay, thank you for withdrawing that amendment. All right, so let's go back now to Representative Rashine, and we'll get the bill in proper order. Representative Rashine, you're recognized to present the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as I said before, I did have some reservations over there not being a guarantee to taxpayers. And what my amendment would do would provide that guarantee, and that the team would pay back the tax rebate after a 30-year period. That's the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Members, questions of Representative Rashine and her amendment? Representative Cleland, you're recognized for a question. Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is the refund of the sales tax rebate.
Follow up?
No.
Okay. Representative Trujillo, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would the bed tax money be rebated to the county?
You're recognized.
May I yield to the bill sponsor on that?
Okay. Representative Gonzalez, you're recognized to direct that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, the bed tax is directly to the state. This tax is directly to the state. The bed tax would actually be also returned to the county at the end of the 30 years.
Follow-up, Mr. Speaker?
Yes, sir, you're recognized.
I'm having difficulty finding that in the bill. Could somebody direct me to a point in the bill where the county would receive the remittance from the bed tax?
You're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Representative Trujillo, this because that's a local issue, we've allowed them to negotiate with the county. It's not something that we're putting on our bill, but it's something that's already been negotiated at the county level where they're going to pay all that money back.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Is there some sort of signed agreement with the county that people in this committee, it's $120 million, will feel more comfortable with?
Mr. Book, you're
recognized. If I could, Mr. Chairman, Ron Book on behalf of the Miami Dolphins and Sun Life. The issue has come up on a number of occasions, and through you, Mr. Chair, to Representative Trujillo specifically. Representative Trujillo, you and Representative Leca and Representative Oliva have raised that issue with us on a number of occasions. Because of the nature of the Home Rule Charter as it relates to constitutionality issues, we could not tie them specifically together in the bill. The agreement with Miami-Dade County, which has not been executed yet, but will be announced in final form in the coming couple of days, will obligate, and I am putting it on the record for you, for every member of this committee, for the 160 members of the legislature, and the 18.5 million people that live in this state. We are making an absolute commitment at the end of the 30 years in the contract with Miami-Dade County and its citizens to repay the net present-day value of the bed tax, which amounts to approximately, I'll be off a couple of dollars, Representative Trujillo, about $110 million. As a part of that provision, we are agreeing as well in the contract with Miami-Dade County to penalties that would require us to pay back additional amounts above the $110 million, which is the in effect principal of the tax being paid, which would go into the county's general fund for other related purposes within the county itself, penalties if the Dolphins and the stadium fail to produce certain signature major economic development events that benefit the entire state. That includes a number of Super Bowls, NCAA championships, international soccer events, and the like. Those will be spelled out in ironclad, non-amendable conditions in the agreement with Miami-Dade County.
Representative Trujillo, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To date, today, April 3rd at 10:45 in the morning,
yes,
is there a single executed contract? Is there anything in this bill? Is there anything in writing that's been agreed to and signed by the mayor or the county commission that obligates them to pay back the $110 million of taxpayer money?
Mr. Chairman, through you.
Do you want to answer that? Does Representative Gonzalez want to answer that?
The question was if there's anything signed today?
Yep.
No.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, to the actual amendment itself.
Okay. Okay. You're right. Oh, to the actual amendment. Okay. That's still for a follow-up now?
No. Okay.
All right. Any further questions on Representative Rashine's amendment?
Yes, I have.
Okay, to the amendment. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Rashine, your bill specifically talks about proceeds from the sale of bonds generated by pledging the funds distributed as debt service. So if there's no funds pledged as debt service, the team is not obligated to repay anything. Is that correct?
Chair. You're recognized.
I'd like to yield to Ron Book on that question, too, if that's okay.
If I could, Mr. Chair, through you, I think the question was that if the decision were to have been made to not use the sales tax rebate as a pledge on debt service, there would be no repayment provision. I'm not sure we've contemplated that because we have always contemplated a financing. But if the language of Representative Rashine's amendment does not cover that, we will fix that. There is absolutely no wiggle room from the team or the county's perspective, and I represent both interests, either to have any wiggle room as it relates to our obligation to repay the $3 million a year at the end of the 30 years. It is an unequivocal commitment, and if there's wiggle room that allows us to get somehow around it, if we should not take the $3 million and pledge it for debt, I assure you we'll fix that problem in the bill.
Representative, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The way the bill reads, and I appreciate your efforts to fix it, Representative, is that it's only from the sale of bonds generated. So if the owner or a venture capital fund, not through the sale of bonds, decides to finance the $90 million that we're remitting as a state, that money would never be repaid, and the taxpayer would never see a dime of that money.
Mr. Chairman, through you to Representative Trujillo, that is a technical amendment change that we would be glad to agree to. There is no intention whatsoever on behalf of the franchise team owner to get out of repayment of the principal amount of money, the net present day value at the end of the 30 years. So again, Mr. Chairman, through you to Representative Trujillo, be glad to fix it now, fix it at appropriations. There is no intention of this team to get out of repaying it. This is an honest, straightforward, transparent amendment to speak to the issues, Representative Trujillo, that you have directly raised as it relates to the payback of the money at the end of the 30 years.
I'm happy to go ahead and let's continue with this presented amendment. If you would like to sidebar and work on a technical amendment to ensure that assurance is placed in place, you're welcome to present it as being a member of the full committee. Do you want to do that?
No, I do not want to do that, but okay. I have some further questions.
Okay, further questions. You're recognized for continued questions on the proposed amendment by Representative Rashine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was recently mentioned that it's the net present value of the money today. this money is going to be bonded out usually over 30 years. So we're not repaying the future value, which obviously money depreciates over time, and seeing the state of our economy could be depreciating greatly. We're repaying the net present value in 30 years of money that was borrowed today. Is that correct?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That is correct.
Chair.
Further? Go ahead. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're not repaying any interest that will be generated or accrued by our taxpayers and our constituents and by the state of Florida. And we're also not repaying any inflation that over 30 years will take place. Is that correct?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I do believe that is correct. However, if you read, payment shall be indexed to the consumer price index or a similar inflation indicator and shall include any interest expense accrued from the proceeds from the sale of the bonds generated.
Mr. Chairman.
Recognized.
That was my amendment that I actually withdrew. I believe your amendment. I believe that's a substitute amendment, Representative.
That's what I get for coming to my meeting late.
Sorry
about that. So, sure. You're recognized, Representative Trujillo.
May I yield on the question?
On that particular question.
Representative Fresen.
Okay, Representative Fresen, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not so much to the specific element of the question or what it's trying to arrive at, but I would also remind the committee that while it doesn't take into account the depreciation of future value of money, it also doesn't take into account the relative depreciation of what $3 million means 25 years from now in our state budget.
Recognized?
Yep. So my question is, the taxpayers will not receive any interest on the money that they're lending today, and they will receive a depreciated value in 30 years of the net present value of roughly $90 million. So if you could, and I'm not sure, I guess it's a financial question, what would be the future value of $90 million in 30 years?
You're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I don't have that number, Representative Trujillo, but I'll tell you this, there's nine professional franchises in Florida. This is the only one who has never gotten a tax break or a tax rebate. And the only one who's actually willing to pay this money back. It's never been done. I don't think that it'll ever be done again. So we've exceeded every single question, and it's a first time for some one franchise in Florida to actually be willing to pay this money back, whatever that amount is.
Recognize?
No further questions.
Okay. Any further questions, Representative Rashine and her amendment? Okay. Any public testimony on the amendment? Having no public testimony, debate on the amendment. Debate. You recognize Representative Trujillo on debate on Representative Shine's amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I believe what's before us is, and I appreciate the bill sponsor and their effort, but we have to vote on what's before us and not what could happen with a hope and a prayer. The way it's written now, the team will not have to pay back a single dime. So I know a lot of you that I've discussed this bill with had some of your reservations were eliminated by the thought that the team would eventually pay back this money. Unfortunately, the way that it's written, they will not. Another thing that you have to consider is even if they pay back this money, let's say in 30 years, out of the goodness of their heart, they stroke the state of Florida a $90 million check. We're servicing that debt for the next 30 years. That money is depreciating every single year going forward. And as to the theory that they've never received any money, I would direct the members of the committee to page 3 of your own staff analysis. And the team that's received the most money, and not the team, the facility. Remember, they play in the facility. This money doesn't go to the team. The facility that's received the most money from taxpayers in the history of the state of Florida is Sun Life Stadium, the same facility in which the Dolphins play. Members, we're often sent up here to make difficult decisions. And we constantly hear people complain about not being able to fund all the meritorious projects that we have. We will never be able to fund them unless we make tough financial decisions every single day in every single committee. I ask for you to vote down this amendment.
Representative Williams, in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members, I encourage you to support this, what I believe to be a friendly amendment by Representative Rashine. I can recall several years ago when we debated on this floor, at least on the floor of the House, when there was a priority of the governor that wanted to go out and spend $178 million to test welfare recipients. And we said, look, we could spend that $178 million a lot better. And guess what? That passed. Here's an opportunity where these are dollars that have an economic impact to not only the community but to a state. The multiplier, the ability for the state to not so much derive the sales tax that would have come out of that could come out of this facility, but the jobs, the dynamic scoring that we talk about so many times in appropriations that comes out of activities like this, I would believe is sufficient enough for us to move this forward. And I thank Representative Rasheem for bringing forth this good amendment to make sure there's some accountability down the road. And I ask for your favorable support of this amendment.
Okay, seeing no further debate, all in favor of the amendment? Would you like to close on the amendment? No, it's actually Representative Rasheem's amendment to close on.
Can I debate on it?
You can debate on the amendment, sure.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say this is unprecedented. What we're doing here today has never been done. And again, I think it will never be done again. We're willing to tweak the language to make sure that it's guaranteed the team does not intend not to pay this money back. And there was reference to the stadium. Remember, there used to be another sports franchise that used to play in that stadium, and it was the Florida Marlins at the time, now the Miami Marlins. Those monies were used for baseball renovations. It has nothing to do with what's happening today in the Miami Dolphins. And that's not my close, but my debate.
Representative Sean, you're recognized to close on your amendment. Okay, I haven't fully closed on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment as proposed, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Show the amendment adopted. We have Representative Trujillo actually has his own amendment up. Representative Gonzalez has his own amendment up. Representative Trujillo, you also have a substitute amendment first.
Mr. Chair, in the interest of time, I would also withdraw that substitute amendment.
Thank you for withdrawing. Now we'll go back to Representative Gonzalez's amendment, barcode 689067. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, this amendment is a technical amendment. All it does is it changes the way it's going to be written to for proposed use and against proposed use on the language. So it's very clear. That's something that the county wanted to clean up.
Okay. Having presented the amendment, questions of Representative Gonzalez? Seeing no questions, debate, waiving, closed, no public testimony. All those in favor of the amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, show the amendment adopted. Representative Gibbons, you're recognized for an amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, existing Florida Statute 125 allows a county commission to negotiate directly for purchases and leases with airports, seaports, and professional sports franchises. Essentially, that means that if a county wants to lease county property to a sports franchise, it does not have to bid out the lease. The amendment includes ancillary development contiguous to the sports franchise. As an example, if the Panthers, Jaguars, Dolphins, or any other franchise located on county land wanted to build a restaurant or a hotel, for example, on the grounds of the stadium or arena, they might have to competitively bid the project without this amendment. So you can have a low bidder that wins a lease for a project that might be at odds with the sports franchise, devaluing the overall stadium or arena project. This amendment still rests final control over any development with the county commission. And members, I'm going to withdraw this amendment, in lieu to my Dade County Chair, Representative Gonzalez, and in lieu to harmony between the two counties, Broward and Dade County, which I represent both. So based on that, I'm going to withdraw this amendment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for withdrawing your amendment. Okay, we're back on the bill as amended. Members, questions of Representative Gonzalez on House Bill 165 as amended? Representative Broxson, you're recognized.
You said there's a thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's a referendum. What will happen to the remainder of the bill if the referendum is turned down by the people of the area?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, if the referendum were not to pass, the only way they can actually receive these dollars is by investing. There's a provision in the bill by investing at least $300 million into renovating that stadium.
Follow up. Representative Trujillo, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if this does go to referendum, the voters in Miami-Dade County overwhelmingly, 95% of them say no, the Dolphins will still keep $90 million of taxpayer money. Is that correct?
You're recognized.
No, that's not correct.
Follow up. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if the referendum if the Dolphins' proposal for the referendum fails, the Dolphins will not receive any of the additional $3 million of the facility. I'm saying the facility generously with the Dolphins, I guess intertwined, will not receive the additional $3 million a year. Is that your understanding?
You're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, yes, unless they actually build a facility in excess of $300 million. That's the only way they can receive those dollars.
Follow up. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So referendum happens, 95% say no. Dolphins say, you know what, we're going to spend $300 million to build this facility. Does the state of Florida get back its $90 million?
You're recognized.
Yes. They would get the money back at today's dollars, yes. And today's dollars.
Further questions? You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the Dolphins have two cracks at the apple. They have, two bites at the apple. They have the possibility, if the referendum passes, they get the additional bed tax money. If the referendum fails, at a minimum, they still get $90 million of our money, interest-free, depreciated over 30 years. Is that correct?
You recognize.
They have the ability to do that, yes.
Further questions? Okay, members. We're now in debate. Seeing no further questions from members. I'm sorry, public testimony is what I meant to say. We have 19 asking to speak on behalf of this legislation or for or against it. We have 28 minutes. So I ask you just to be sensitive to that. First off, we have Edward P. McDonald?
McDougal.
Welcome. Mayor, thank you for being here. Town of Cutler Bay.
I will try to keep it brief. I understand you have a lot. And so let me pull this up real quick. I'm not going to read something to you, but I do want to remind you that the question that came before you on the First Amendment as to what the cost of the dollars today and tomorrow would be and the difference, I have the answer for you if you like it. And $120 million and 2013 dollars will probably be worth $50 million by the time 2043 comes around. As inflation devalues the currency, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, $120 million today would have the same borrowing power as $23 million in 1973. I don't know why the previous people didn't have that, but there you have it. Appreciate you having me here today, and I want to just mention a couple of things, and I'll be as brief as I can. I'm here as a mayor of the town of Cutler Bay. I represent the citizens of Cutler Bay and what they have told me. I'm not going to go through a lot of statistics and numbers. That was an exception. You've heard them all. You've heard about billionaires and millionaires. You've heard hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to be received for the tax. You've heard of all these fantastic numbers of $500 million. As a former policeman in Miami-Dade County, former sergeant, I've testified in a lot of depositions in courts, and I consider myself under oath. So what you hear from me will be absolutely the truth. I'm not going to blow up any numbers in front of you. I just won't do it. But I will tell you that I have spoken to over 120 of my residents in Cutler Bay. Every single one are opposed to what is being presented. But it keeps changing. I understand this thing keeps changing as it moves along. I have spoken with over 20 mayors in Miami-Dade County. Everyone opposed. There are a couple, unfortunately, who want to keep their head down, and they want to wait and see what happens. And some may even change their mind. I don't know. When I spoke to them, they were opposed. I spoke to a mayor in Pensacola who had... just trying to figure out what they're going to do with their AAA ball club money that they bonded out, now they can't pay for. I spoke to a mayor in Fort Myers who they spent $80 million of taxpayer money. The team moved 6 miles away. In his words to me, now we have an $80 million hole in the middle of our city. I'm not sure what we're going to do. We keep hearing that this is not the same as the Marlins. Well, none of them are the same as another. We know that. But at the end of the day, it's taxpayers' money. I know you've heard all of this, but I wanted to make sure that you understand that we have a resolution from my town by 5 elected officials, a resolution by the City of South Miami, five who are opposed to this. We have the Economic Development Council of South Dade putting together a resolution that is opposing this. We have the mayors that I spoke to you before, consists of the City of Miami, Miami Beach, and a number of other large cities that are opposed to this, Coral Gables, Cutler Bay. They're just opposed to this. Mr. D from the Dolphins alluded to, just because, and you've heard this, somebody is wealthy enough doesn't mean that he should make a bad investment or invest money that was unwise. And all I'm going to say to you is, does that mean, and you've heard this before, that our taxpayers should invest the same money in an unwise way? I'm here for the taxpayers of Cutler Bay. That's my job. My job is not to take care of the sports team. My job is not to do anything other than take care of my residents. And what I ask you to do is to listen to the people. The people have said no. Mr. Chair, I could speak longer, but I'm not going to. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carol Bowen. Carol Bowen. Thank you for waving in support. Sally Heyman.
It's been a long time. Thank you. Good morning. Sally Heyman, Miami-Dade County Commissioner. We deliberated and voted to support the stadium as Miami-Dade County Commissioners for enhancements. Years ago, I sat where you all are, and I previously deliberated, weighed merits of tax rebates and incentives for the greater value and benefit of all Floridians and their communities. I stand here in support of moving this forward and allowing the people of Miami-Dade specifically to vote on solid investment by all stakeholders, open transparency, some guarantees for money coming back, and most especially the dollars and cents as it relates to bringing back a positive event, significant nationwide, and generating more funds. This is one more thing consistent with what we do as government at all levels, from the smallest of cities to the one of the biggest, the three largest states in this nation. We consistently team up with private enterprise, whether it's housing, schools, hospitals, or anything else, if there's a commitment and we can foresee public good. If this can generate positivity in image, resources, money, and everything else, and have the people back home vote on it, please move it through. Florida statute requires that you vote it through so we have a chance to educate the voters and let them have a say at the election. At the end of the day, they're all our constituents. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I have a question.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Commissioner, for coming up from Miami. You've mentioned multiple times a referendum election. When will this referendum election take place?
It will take place sometime in May. I guess that depends on when you're all done here and if it succeeds. Then we'll proceed, I believe, in time for a decision for the Super Bowl.
You recognize.
Are there any other issues on the ballot? Are there any other elections taking place in the month of May in Dade County?
Yes, there is. I know for sure one of the 13 cities I represent has an election in May, and I don't know if anything else is countywide.
Follow up.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And what's the cost of that countywide special referendum election that we're going to be hosting?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I apologize not going through the chair before. I can't give you the exact figure. I guess the person in charge of elections could, or maybe the sponsor of the bill. Someone else will respond to it.
Okay. Mr. Chair, one more. And who's going to pay for that referendum election?
You recognize, ma'am.
I guess I will leave that to the same person who's going to respond to the amount. I can tell you we got a legal opinion of who can pay for it. I don't know if that's determined any more than how this is transgressing through the process. We have to wait to find out what the ultimate decision is. Right now, I don't have the answer, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. We still have a lot of public testimony. I am going to encourage waiving in support or waiving in opposition so the members have time to debate. Wendy Callagus.
On behalf of the Greater Miami Beaches Hotel Association, we support this bill, and I waive my time.
Thank you for waiving in support. Mike D., you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be briefed as well in the essence of time. I do want to comment that Mayor McDougall, I do agree with something Mayor McDougall said, which is the people's voices should be heard. I disagree, though, that the voices have already been heard. The voices can be heard, and the date for that, we hope it will be on May 14th, and the residents of his community, as well as all the communities throughout Miami-Dade County, should be the ultimate determining factor on this issue. So we encourage you to move it forward today. With respect to the previous question from Representative Trujillo, The cost of that election is now estimated to be $4 million, and the Dolphins have committed to Miami-Dade County that we will reimburse for the cost of that referendum fully, provided the opinion that Commissioner Heyman referred to is issued by the state. So we're prepared to do that. This is a referendum that won't cost the voters anything, that should the information should be put in front of the voters, and I encourage you to let the voters make the ultimate decision this morning. I'm happy to take any questions you may have.
I've got one question that I wanted to verify. I was kind of sizing up stadiums. What's different about your particular stadium? And I didn't realize what tax is already being paid by this particular facility compared to other facilities in the state of Florida?
We are the only privately owned facility in Miami-Dade County, and I believe in the state of Florida. And in that capacity, we pay property taxes, local ad valorem taxes, just under $4 million a year. I think Mayor Gilbert's here from Miami Gardens would tell you we're the largest taxpayer in the city of Miami Gardens. We will continue that pledge as part of our non-relocation commitment for the next 30 years to be a property taxpayer. So that does set us apart, put us in a different category.
With approval of the referendum, is there also a forced commitment that you stay there for the duration of the financial support?
That is correct. In our discussions with the county, we have agreed to a 30-year non-relocation agreement as part of this private partner, public partnership.
Okay. Sure. Representative Trujillo, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And you mentioned this referendum. Is there an illegal opinion anywhere that says that the Dolphins could reimburse the county for the cost of this referendum?
I will leave that for the, I'm sorry, through the chair, Representative Trio. We will leave that for the county, but we've certainly been led to believe that that is the case.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there anything in writing? I know you've been led to believe and asked the commissioner from the county. She said you would answer this question. Is there anything documented that says Miami Dolphins are allowed to reimburse the taxpayers of Miami-Dade County the $4 million for this referendum election?
The county's representation through the chair, Representative Trujillo, the county's representation to us is that there will be and that we fully subscribe to the reimbursement.
Further questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members.
Ronnie Barrera.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Chairman of the South Florida Super Bowl Host Committee, just wanted to weigh in support of the bill. This is we have an incredible opportunity here to land the 50th anniversary, the golden anniversary of Super Bowl. Florida's a leader. We've had 16 Super Bowls in Florida between Jacksonville, Tampa, and South Florida, Miami and Dade and Broward counties, and we want to continue to bring these great big games that fill our hotels, fill our airports, and fill our restaurants. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you. Question? You're recognized. Recognize.
Yes, sir. Through the chair, in 2007, we hired an independent company to do an economic impact, and that number was north of $400 million that it brought into the region.
And you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what do you anticipate a perspective?
You recognize.
For the 50th anniversary, we believe that number will be in excess of $500 million. Just so you, if I may, Mr. Chair, I mean, people who come to Super Bowl, I mean, the stadium holds 72,000 people, but it also brings an additional 50,000 people to your community who are here just to party, to be with the team. They have no intentions of going to the game, but yet they're in the hotel rooms, they're in the restaurants, they got to fly in your airports, they got to rent your cars, they get a corporate car. It's corporate America at its best. If you go to the tarmac and you look, you name any corporation in America, they got a plane sitting out on that tarmac, you know, flying in their people to entertain them. And it's a huge party, but it's a huge marketing party for corporate America.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, a quick follow-up.
Representative Trio has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You mentioned this upwards of up to $500 million for the last Super Bowl, $400 for the last. And I'm familiar with the report that was published in 2007. And I think one of the big shortcomings of that report is that it doesn't take into account the marginal rate, because hotels are occupied at 95-96% during this time of year in Dade County. It doesn't take into account that marginal rate, so from 96 to 100, but it takes into account the entire rate. So the assumptions of those reports is that hotels are occupied at zero. And but for the Super Bowl, not a single person would visit South Florida. Is that correct on the assumptions that that report takes into consideration?
You know, through the chair, you know, Representative Trujillo, there is so many ways you can interpret that report. And, I mean, you're going to have your interpretation. I'm going to have my interpretation. And I don't think we're going to settle on who's right or wrong. All I know is that for the hotel business, if you ask the hotelers who normally get $350 a night, they're probably getting $550 a night for Super Bowl. Okay? And so they're doing very well.
Follow up? Okay. Thank you, sir. Some concerns I've got with time. I'm going to go through the rest of the speakers and actually express their position on the bill so we allow the members to have proper time to be able to debate the rest of this. Jeff Bartle is here on behalf of the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce, is here as a proponent of the bill. Thank you for being here. Eric Pons, CEO of the Orange Bowl Committee, is here as a proponent of the bill. Thank you, sir. Jason Emmett from Duffy Sports Grill, Senior Vice President, is here as a proponent or opponent?
Proponent.
Thank you for being here as a proponent of the bill. H.T. Smith, Chairman of the Gwen Cherry Park Foundation, here is.
Strong.
Thank you for being here, sir, as a proponent of the bill. Blake James, Director of Athletics at the University of Miami. Thank you for here being a supporter of the bill. Natasha Jarrett, Director of Sales for the J.W. Marriott Marquis Miami. Thank you. Here's a proponent of the bill. Alex Montano out of Hialeah. Here's a proponent of the bill. Thank you. John Rivera, President of the Police PBA. Here's a proponent of the bill. Thank you. Phyllis, is it Otters?
Phyllis Otters.
Otters. For the, you're a proponent for the bill?
A proponent of the bill and the remarkable amendment that was placed on today.
Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. Wow. Nat Moore, nice to have you here, sir. Here is a proponent of the bill. Okay. I may ask for a photo before you leave. Mayor Oliver Gilbert, Mayor of Miami Gardens.
All right.
You got some fans.
I'm a proponent of the bill, and I'm also the mayor of the city that actually is home to Sun Life Stadium, Miami Dolphins, and University of Miami football. We support the bill.
Members, are there any questions of the mayor? Please, sir.
Quick, I would just say they're our largest taxpayer, our largest employer. Increasing their value increases the taxes they pay to us, increasing the activities that happen there increases the jobs. I mean, this isn't complicated. It's fairly simple. It's very good for the city. It's good for the residents. We believe what's good for us. People come down. They don't just come to Miami Gardens. They visit South Florida and Florida. It's good for us all. Thank you.
Thank you for your service, Mayor. Okay. Ron Book here as a proponent of the bill. Thank you. Okay, members, we are now in debate on the legislation. Debate on the legislation. Representative Davis, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to call the previous question.
Okay, this is a previous question that's been called. It is non-debatable. Those will have to say in favor of this motion, yay. Those opposed, nay. Those in favor of the previous question being called?
Yay.
Opposed? Okay, show the previous question has been called. Motion carries. Now, the debate will be limited to 3 minutes per side. So, starting with the submission. So, at this time, opposition, who wants to represent the opposition on this? Representative Trujillo, you're recognized to represent the opposition on Bill 165. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members of the committee. Members, the debate's been limited to 3 minutes, so I'll have to speak even faster than I usually do. Members, I ask that you listen to the members of this committee who are from Miami-Dade County. These are our taxpayers. These are our money. These are our bed tax. The question I pose to you is, why do we need a referendum election that's going to cost my taxpayers $4 million for a project that will not pass? And even if it doesn't pass, they still keep $90 million of your taxpayers' money. Why the sense of urgency? Why the rush? I think it's important to note and to really look down and drill down on the numbers. People say that this amendment has made this bill exceptional. As it was easily pointed and easily acknowledged, this amendment did nothing to the bill. So a lot of you that took comfort on that amendment, those comforts are not well-founded. If you actually add up the total cost of this project, and I think it's important to note, we have $3 million for 30 years, which equals $90 million. And how do we get to those $90 million, and how is that money distributed? It it's important to read in your staff analysis that every single month, Sun Life Stadium, their owner, receives a check for $250,000 for 30 straight years. And where does that money come from? That money comes from Hollandale Beach. That money comes from Osceola County. That money comes from Seminole County. That money comes from Escambia County. It comes from every single county and every single taxpayer in the state of Florida. And what else do they receive of our money? They currently receive $2 million for the past 30 years, making it the team that's received the most money in the history of the state of Florida. They'll also receive a $4 million special referendum election paid for by, courtesy of the taxpayers of Dade County. They will also receive $120 million in bed tax. And who's also paying for that? The taxpayers of Dade County. And why do they need us to raise the bed tax? The bed tax is already there. Because 30 years ago, we put a cap on that bed tax, 6%. And a lot of us campaigned on fiscal responsibility, and we came up here to Tallahassee. And guess what's one of the first votes we're casting this legislative session? We're raising a tax. That tax was capped at 6%, a tax I don't agree with. Now we're going to raise that tax to 7% to take more money from people's pockets. And on top of all these numbers, it adds up to $273 million. That debt has to be serviced, and it has to be serviced at a rate of interest. And what is the cost to the state of Florida and to the people who are going to service that debt? If you put it into a mortgage calculator, the $120 million in 30 years is going to cost us an additional $111 million, bringing the grand total of this prize to $385 million. And I'm about to wrap up, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
I think when we campaigned, all of us, regardless of party, we knocked on doors this session and we spoke to constituents. I don't recall a single one telling me that they wanted to send $385 million of their money to a professional for-profits franchise. I'm not sure if any of you did. So when we vote on this budget and we make these hard financial decisions that we have to make as a state, and we decide that we can't expand Medicaid, when we can't expand services for women of domestic violence, when we can't expand services for children with disabilities, I hope you take comfort in the fact that you sent $385 million of your taxpayer money to a for-profit billion-dollar corporation.
Representative Gonzalez, you're recognized for your 3 minutes to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I wanted to take this opportunity to what the Dolphins have done and what we've done in the bill is every time our opposition comes up with something or something that we should do, we have done it. There was a referendum piece that was added to this. They said that the team should pay for the referendum. They're willing to do that if they can do so legally. They said, well, they shouldn't get the money if they don't get Super Bowl 50 or 51. They've agreed to that. If they don't get Super Bowl 50 or 51, they've agreed to that too. They've agreed to stay in Miami for at least 30 years. They're willing to pay penalties if we don't get the Super Bowls and the BCS championships and the soccer matches that we've talked about. They've agreed to penalties on that. And they've agreed to pay back the county portion and now today the state portion. At the end of the day, we've gone through a lot in this bill. We've changed a lot to make sure that everybody's okay with it. And at the end of the day, I still believe that there will always be an excuse. And when you act in good faith and work together, and I think Representative Trujillo for pulling his amendments today. I think we could put something together for Miami-Dade County that would be great for the future of our county. And I'd like to disagree also on his statement on the members of the Dade delegation on your committee. If we're talking about Republicans, maybe, but if we're talking about members of the Dade delegation, it's probably we probably have more votes on our side. I'd also like to take a moment and thank Mayor McDougall for not coming up here and mentioning mayors by name last time he did that. And I spoke to certain mayors in our community who said they never said to him that they were against him. As a matter of fact, today we have the mayor of Hialeah Gardens is in the audience, Mayor Sotla Cruz, and he called me and said that day that he had never said to anybody that he was against this bill. So it's a work in progress. It's something that we're trying to make better, but I think this is going to be a great stimulus to Miami-Dade County and the state of Florida. And with that, I ask for your favorable support.
We're going to call roll. I'm going to come back. We've got some announcements we want to make before the end of the meeting. At this time, Karen, will you please call the roll on House 165?
Representatives Bronson?
Yes.
Clallam?
Yes.
Cummings?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Hullwood?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Goodson?
No.
Hooper? Oliva?
No.
Perry?
No.
Pritchett?
Yes.
Roshan?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Smith?
No.
Trujillo?
No.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Patronus?
No. And by your vote, members, show House Bill 165 passed favorably.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members, for the opportunity.
Thanks. Members, we have some announcements we want to make. We'll start off with Representative Pritchett, then Gibbons, and then Goodson. Representative Pritchett, you recognize?